Falun Gong is freely practiced in more than 50 countries, but relentlessly persecuted in China. The peaceful courage of practitioners there has shocked their oppressors and moved the people of the world. While China continues to block information about the persecution, FGM TV brings you the stories you may not hear anywhere else.
Hello and welcome to the FGM TV Weekly News Review on October 24, 2002. I'm David Tompkins. In this week's update from China, the number of Falun Gong practitioners verified to have died while in detention is 503, with details of four more confirmed deaths received this past week. Reliable sources inside China put the actual death count in the thousands. In the last 7 days, reports of persecution have come in from 13 provinces and from the city of Beijing. 290 people declared as void all statements they had made while under torture and at times when their minds were not clear. They said they intend to continue to practice Falun Gong. Our top story this week. While in the U.S., China's party chairman is sued for genocide against Falun Gong. And some of our other stories. 1,200 practitioners gather in Chicago to protest the head of the Chinese regime. Practitioners hold a press conference in Mexico City just before the opening of APEC. A letter smuggled out of China reveals the depth of the brutality of the persecution. The Chicago Tribune reported recently on efforts to circumvent the Great Firewall of China. A cable TV channel in southwestern China broadcast Falun Gong videos for 2 hours. Practitioners attend the International Human Rights Conference in Nuremberg, Germany. Jiang Zemin, Secretary General of China's Communist Party and the Falun Gong Control Office, otherwise known as the 610 Office, have been sued under the United States Human Rights Statutes for the persecution of Falun Gong. A legal complaint citing allegations of genocide, torture, and freedom of conscience and religion was served Tuesday to security officers guarding Jiang at the Chicago Ritz-Carlton Hotel. The lawsuit was launched by 7 Falun Gong practitioners. They're from Canada, United States, France, Australia, Ireland, and Hong Kong. The defendant currently serves as the chairman of the People's Republic of China. As Secretary General of the Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party, and as chair of the Central Military Committee of the People's Republic of China. Despite the defendant's position in China, he is subject to a lawsuit under the Alien Tort Claim Act and the Torture Victims Protection Act. The court's jurisdiction over the defendant is authorized and recognized as a special exception created by the Convention Against Genocide, that was incorporated into laws governing the treatment of heads of state. This convention excludes from immunity acts of genocide by any and all government officials, including heads of state. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit are suing Jiang Zemin for exploiting his official position to commit atrocious human rights violations in direct violation of the values enshrined in the constitutions, international treaties, and laws of all civilized nations today. The 610 office is also a defendant in the lawsuit. It was established as a subdivision of the Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party by Jiang Zemin in June 7, 2000, and officially set up by the Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party on June 10th, as per Jiang's order. Acting under the command and control of Jiang Zemin, the office employs and supervises government officials and other public agencies, such as media communications and law enforcement, to carry out a campaign of murder, torture, terrorism, rape, beatings, and genocide against practitioners of Falun Gong and their families in China. As such, its actions constitute major abuses and violations of a number of international laws and treaties, placing the legal action against the 610 office within the provisions of the Alien Tort Claims Act and the Torture Victims Protection Act. The lawsuit was filed by attorney Terry E. Marsh, a Washington, D.C.-based human rights attorney, and by local counsel Frederick Ryan, partner of Chicago-based Gessler, Hughes, Sokol, Pierce, Resnick, and Dim Limited. On Monday, October 21, 2002, the day before Chinese Communist Party head came to Chicago, about 1,200 Falun Gong practitioners from all over the world gathered at the Federal Plaza of downtown Chicago for large-scale exercises and to draw attention to the persecution of Falun Gong in China. The activity was one of a series of peaceful protests in Chicago. The practitioners came from across the United States, Sweden, UK, Australia, Singapore, Taiwan, Japan, Thailand, and so on. One practitioner from Singapore had this to say, "I have practiced Falun Gong for over 7 years. I have benefited so much from Falun Gong, but Falun Gong is being persecuted in China, and the persecution is extending to other countries. Even in Singapore, we are not allowed to peacefully appeal and practice outside the Chinese embassy. I wanted to go to China to appeal for Falun Gong, but they refused to give me a visa. So I came to America to appeal to Jiang and ask him to stop the persecution when he visits the USA." The reporter asked her if she would be paid for protesting to Jiang, since other sources have confirmed that the Chinese consulate provided uniforms, meals, and money to those who join in the visiting dictator's welcome group. The participants were required to sign a letter to give up their rights to protest and express different ideas, and a violation would result in a fine of $5,000. Ms. Gao said that the Falun Gong was a free practice starting from the very beginning 10 years ago. She said it was about people's minds. She said, "I felt this exercise is righteous and good. I also obtained good health from it. Now I want to use my money to do something for it. Today I flew to the United States from Singapore. I just want to express my opinion. Nobody will pay me a penny. The Chinese consulate is using money to buy a welcoming group. This is ridiculous. It also showed that nobody really welcomes Jiang." The reporter also spoke to Mr. Wang, who had just arrived from China. He said that while he saw many practitioners from different countries gathered here, he was deeply moved. He said, "The practitioners in China endure suffering and brutal persecution. The overseas practitioners use their freedom to clarify the truth and appeal to governments. In this opportunity, we gathered together to tell Jiang to stop the persecution, and this is our common will." On Monday, October 14, Falun Gong practitioners from Canada, Argentina, and Mexico held a press conference in the Mexican Congress building in Mexico City, just before the opening of APEC. During the press conference, they called upon the Mexican government to pay close attention to the development of ongoing slanderous propaganda by the Jiang regime against Falun Gong. Before the press conference, two Canadian practitioners who have family members being detained in China and being persecuted demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises. The peaceful, elegant exercises attracted the attention of many Mexican government officials, reporters, and NGO representatives. Mr. Tarcisino Navarrete Montes de Oca, Vice Chairman of Mexico Foreign Affairs Committee, hosted the press conference and gave a speech. He said that the Mexican government just learned about Falun Gong and the situation of Falun Gong in China, being persecuted in China and overseas, and would certainly pay close attention to the situation and continue to gather further information. A representative of a Mexican human rights organization also spoke at the conference. Ms. Temes Cortes Lopez said, "We are very concerned with the persecution of Falun Gong by the Chinese government. We will help more Mexican people know about Falun Gong, and we will stand firmly with Falun Gong practitioners to oppose this brutal persecution." Practitioners from Canada, Argentina, and Mexico gave an introduction to the spreading of Falun Gong around the world and the situation of the persecution in China. In a letter smuggled out of China, a practitioner reveals that she was brutally beaten, raped, and prohibited from sleeping and using the toilet, all in a bid to have her stop practicing Falun Gong. This happened at the Yongchuan jail at Chongqing City. She said, "The guards have been trying to force me to write letters to the family stating that I have been reformed." She said, "Because I refused to write such a letter, while I was being held in the concentration unit, the guards beat me for an entire afternoon." She went on to say, "When I was in the concentration unit, 6 guards and 6 inmates watched me. Four of the inmates and one guard escorted me to do labor. In the evening, they would not let me sleep and physically tortured me. Another day, I was even beaten unconscious. Following that day, two inmates painfully bent my fingers from both sides of my body, and a third inmate slapped my face. They also used a heavy object to hold down my head. They ordered me to copy the letter criticizing Falun Gong, and I refused, so the guards ordered three inmates to rape me. Later, the warden called over an inmate and yelled at him because he did not beat me hard enough. The Chicago Tribune reported that recent efforts by the Chinese regime to block access to information on the internet have met with disbelief and outrage among those who are fluent with the technology. In September, the Chinese regime blocked its citizens from using the popular search engine Google by exercising its control over the nation's internet service providers. The report said that a number of grassroots organizations and small companies took up the issue and within 3 hours created the basics of a program that would enable Chinese internet users to get access to Google through an unblocked lookalike site. They are programmers that believe the internet should not be censored, and so they combat internet surveillance and censorship by governments around the globe. The project, which has been called a pseudo-proxy, is fairly simple. The website calls upon Google servers and returns search results to the user. Others are taking the concept and applying it to a more secure and flexible program that can be distributed to computer users around the globe. To help Chinese users gain access to sites if and when they're blocked. The Freenet China project is another development that uses the publishing technology of a broader organization, the Freenet Internet Project, known as Freenet, to disseminate information about China on the web. People who install Freenet software on their computers can anonymously place information in a global information library, which is then shared by a network of Freenet users. Although users of the World Wide Web ordinarily make direct connections to websites to obtain information, Freenet users make requests to other Freenet computers, which in turn send the request onwards if they do not have the requested document. Software is small enough to fit on a floppy disk, and it can be copied over and over. Visit the website on your screen for further information. A cable TV channel in a southwestern city in China broadcast a Falun Gong truth clarification video for approximately 2 hours. It happened around 8 p.m. on Saturday, October 19, 2002. The program's entitled Witness, Truth Behind the Self-Immolation Incident, 36 Western Practitioners Appeal in Beijing, and Falun Dafa Around the World were played. In Nuremberg, Germany, practitioners attended the annual German International Human Rights Conference in Nuremberg, Germany, to draw attention to the persecution of Falun Gong. They practiced the exercises outside the meeting room, which moved the representatives attending the conference. They also collected signatures for a petition and asked people to write the German Chancellor and President to urge the head of the PRC to immediately stop the brutal persecution. Several practitioners arrived at the venue 4 hours before the conference and were able to talk to almost every participant face-to-face. Falun Gong was not on the agenda, but participants were able to pass motions. By using their wisdom, practitioners were able to have the opportunity to address the conference. In this way, Zhao Ming, the Trinity College student who was tortured for 2 years, was able to elaborate on the details of his illegal detention. After the conference was adjourned, an elderly man said, "I have never heard of this kind of persecution." Reporters videotaped practitioners doing the exercises and the banners, exhibition boards reading, "Urgent call for media and governments worldwide to stop China's state terrorism against Falun Gong practitioners," and "The world needs truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance." Attracted by the grace of the music and the Falun Gong exercises, passersby stopped to watch for a long time. Thanks for watching FGM TV, dedicated to breaking through China's information blockade, revealing propaganda, and bringing you the truth of Falun Gong.